This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
I'm Taylor Osmondson, and you're listening to The Live Feed. On this episode, KQAL's Mohamed El-Rous talks with the Persian Leaps, an indie rock band from St. Paul. Their lead singer talks about the formation of their group, some of their challenges as a band, as well as their many achievements. Stay tuned to hear a live Midwest Music Fest performance by the Persian Leaps here on The Live Feed.
My name is Rus. I'm coming to you from Midwest Music Fest. I'm with the Persian Leaps. Can you please introduce yourself and your role in the band?
Sure. Hi, I'm Drew Forsberg. I'm the lead singer and guitarist for the Persian Leaps. Adam Brunner plays bass and Mike McCloskey plays drums as well.
How did you form as a band?
The Persian Leaps is kind of a solo project that I've been working on since, I don't know, for a long time. Just recording stuff at home, four track, and later on a computer. And 2012, I decided to finally start a band, kind of began what's morphed into the band and the lineup that we have now. So there have been some changes, but that's kind of when it started for real in 2012.
So what inspired you to start the band?
I've always wanted to be in a band. I mean, when I was in junior high, I was like making up band names. I had a band that I was like trying to make with my classmates, and none of us could play instruments, but I really wanted to be in a band. I was writing songs, and then I started playing drums in high school, and I did a bit in college, but I just kind of was away from it for a long time until I formed this band.
What's the most challenging aspect of being a musician?
Well, there's no way to make money doing it, as that I found. You know, I'm not the first person to say that. So, you know, we're not in it for the money, but it, in the days of the internet and streaming, it's a double-edged sword in that you can distribute your music all over the world, but everyone else is doing that too, so there's so much noise and it's hard to get noticed.
And what do you enjoy the most about performing?
Something that was really cool, we just finished our set and a couple people from the audience came up and talked to me afterwards, and they were asking about something kind of unusual that I was doing with my guitar with two different capos, and they were just really interested in what I was doing, and I could just tell that they were enthusiastic, which was nice. We don't get that a whole lot. I mean, you know, it's nice to play in front of new people down here and to be greeted with that level of enthusiasm.
One, two, three. South Carolina and Tennessee. Leave them behind you, leave them for me. A different climate with taller trees. Move to the West Coast and we'll be free. Your Tuscaloosa and Tennessee, your one-room schoolhouse mentality, your North Dakota, your wait and see, your one-horse culture is killing me. The past behind.
thousand miles away where it can't find you. Nothing will be left to remind you. Nothing left to hold the ties that bind you. No more. Let's seal all the exits to prove that we mean it, to show that we're brave enough to finally face the danger. The kindling, strike up the matches. We finally got the tinder to get this fire started. Fire until the coals are glowing. Commit to the moment and dance across the embers. Dance across the embers. Dance across the embers.
Aha, thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Terry Tunset, and you're listening to The Live Feed. We now hand it back to KQAL's Mohammed El-Rous as he visits with Drew Forsberg from the Persian Leaps. The two will discuss why the Minnesota music scene is so rich, how the band describes their sound, and more.
Is any of your family musical?
Yeah, my mom is a musician. She's been playing piano for decades and singing, and my grandmother on her side. So yeah, it kind of comes from that naturally.
Do you usually play in Minnesota?
We mostly play around the Twin Cities. We've been to La Crosse once a couple years. We played in Eau Claire a month or so, and this is our first time in Winona. So mostly around the Twin Cities. We'd like to branch out and play more regionally.
So what makes Minnesota such a great state for a music act?
There's a rich tradition of local music, us all having dealt with Prince dying and, you know, kind of the legacy that he leaves behind, and somebody who started in Minnesota, stayed in Minnesota, and was always fiercely loyal to his roots. I feel like there's a lot of that. The Replacements, Husker Du, and people do start bands and then move out, but I think people like being in Minnesota, playing in Minnesota, and they are loyal to it.
So let's talk a little bit about the band. What kind of music are you playing tonight?
Well, I don't know how to describe us. I mean, indie rock in general. Like, our big influences are Guided by Voices, Teenage Fan Club, a lot of 80s and 90s stuff. Kind of power pop, you know, loud guitars, a lot of fuzz. Short songs with hooks and harmonies and It's just kind of a basic pop song, but with loud guitars.
Do you think you prefer on a specific genre of music or on any other genre?
Yeah, I always thought I would like to be a shoegaze band. Like, I love My Bloody Valentine. Really influenced by them. I mean, one of my favorite bands to this day. I like the idea of being a shoegaze band, but like when I sit down to write a song, it's just like 2.5 minutes and catchy, and you know, that's what I write. So,
do you write your own songs?
Yeah, I'm the primary songwriter. So all of the songs we play tonight are originals, and we almost never play covers.
So do you write for yourself or for audience?
I would say I write for myself. I mean, you know, including some of the songs that we play tonight were written before we were even a band, and there was never any guarantee that anyone else would hear them, right? So, and I still kind of write primarily for myself first, and there are a lot of songs that I write that don't really make it into our live set or even get recorded, so it's mostly my own artistic urges and expressing my artistic self.
How often are you playing in big concerts?
So this was a first for us. We normally play just like shows around town, three or four bands at a smaller bar in the Twin Cities. So, you know, this is a bigger deal for us, and we're super glad to be here.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Too cynical, what I am. You never saw me as anything more than a friend. A pretty boy's gonna hold you tonight. A pretty boy's gonna love you tonight, and it's me, me. Didn't take the time to look deeper than skin.
You know what I mean, you know what.
But tonight at the ditch, you're gonna fall right in.
You know what I mean, you know what.
A pretty boy's gonna hold you tonight. A pretty boy's gonna love you tonight. And it's me, me.
You know who you are, you know who.
You never saw me as anything more than a friend.
You know who you are, you know who.
A pretty boy's gonna hold you tonight.
Pretty boy.
A pretty boy's gonna love you tonight. And it's me, me.
All right.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
So. Thank you.
Grabs you by the throat. You're so reckless. You never wear a coat. I put my faith in modern medicine while you put yours in the stars. I was healed so many years ago while you still wear fresh scars. We'll be right back.
connection. Grabs you from behind, it consumes you. Your body and your mind. I put my faith in modern medicine while you put yours in the stars. My world healed so many years ago while you still wear fresh scars. You need to see a doctor. You need to see a doctor.
Need to see a doctor.
Nothing else can stop it, baby.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the indie rock noise pop band, The Persian Leaps, and their performance at Midwest Music Fest 2016. We now return to our interview with Drew Forestberg, frontman of the band. He'll share with KQAL's Muhammad Al-Rus challenges in being a musician, why the band sticks to recording EPs versus full albums, and more. I'm Terry Tensett, inviting you to listen to The Live Feed.
So if any mistakes happen during performance, how do you handle mistakes, if any happens?
I'd like to think that I handled the mistakes that I made tonight gracefully. I don't know. You just move on. Most of the time it's something that maybe the audience doesn't even know. Like I played a couple of wrong chords tonight and forgot a word here and there. And, you guys don't know. There was once a couple years ago where we just had this awful time starting one of the songs that we played tonight, and we started it once, and it fell apart. We started it twice, and we fell apart. Started it three times, and it fell apart, and we finally just got it going, and it didn't go great, but after we got done, someone in the crowd yelled out, "Bring back the last band!" So we just went on, though.
Do you teach music?
No, I don't. We all are older. We have day jobs. I'm a web developer. Been doing that for since 2000 or so. And,
wow.
So yeah, music is definitely just a hobby. We're not touring. We're not trying to make money. It's just a fun hobby.
What do you think is your biggest achievement as a band?
Well, it was pretty awesome to play here tonight. This is as I said, this is the first festival that we played at. So we've gotten some good reviews from some magazines that I respect, like The Big Takeover. We just finished recording our fourth EP, which will be coming out in the fall, and I'm really proud of what's come out of that. So,
do you have previous albums?
Yeah, we've got three EPs. For whatever reason, we've just decided to only put out EPs, and we're kind of on the schedule where we put out a five-song EP every fall. And just, basically we take the best five songs that we have that work well together and record them over the winter and then release them in the fall. And we just really have no plans to put out a full length. I kind of like keeping the quantity low and the quality high, hopefully, and just kind of keeping on a regular schedule.
What advice would you give to beginners who are trying to get into this career?
I never really took music lessons, at least as far as playing guitar. I was in the high school band. You know, I played drums, and so I could read sheet music at the time. But as far as guitar, I'm pretty much self-taught. My point that I'm getting at is you don't have to take lessons. You can teach yourself. Maybe everything that you do isn't technically correct, but maybe you'll stumble on something that other people haven't done or not that many people have done. And as long as you're expressing yourself, that's fine. You don't have to play it exactly like somebody else would.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, a website, PersianLeaps.com, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, the whole thing.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us today. Again, my name is Roos, and I'm here with
Drew Forsberg from the Persian Leaps.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yep. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Take off your boots, put your feet up and rest a while. You've been riding the ranges far too long, and you can't even force a smile. We all know you're strong. Your silence is a golden, and your banker is beholden to your feet. Take off your boots, set your cares by and rest the smell. You've been riding the fences long since dawn. Sooner or later the strain will tell. We all know you're strong. Your silence is a golden, and your bank account is swollen with your pain.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out who turned on the fog machine. Does anybody know?
I like it.
Yeah. We want the,
I like the fog machine. Keep it going.
Gotta have that fog. We want all the fog. Right.
Thanks for one more sleepless night.
morning I rose with a newfound sense of shame. I'll be resolved to finally make my peace with the ghost of my father and the ghost of the man I'd become. So the tensions between the two can fade away. Awakened in cold sweat, sobbing like a child, thanks to one more sleepless night. They're all that I can cling to. They're all that I can cling to
Thanks, Wanono.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks guys. Baltimore Cap up next.
Thanks for supporting semi-local music.
Thank you.
Thanks again to the Persian Leaps for sharing your talents with us here on The Live Feed. More information on the band can be found at www.thepersianleaps.com and on Facebook. Another thank you goes out to the team at Northern Sun Productions in Rochester, Minnesota for helping us record the live performances during Midwest Music Fest. More information on Northern Sun Productions can be found at northernsunproductions.com. Lastly but not least, thanks to all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on the fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org. I'm Taylor Osmondson, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed on KQAL.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.